to you by Puffin.
The Swifts, A Gallery of Rogues, by Beth Lincoln, read by Aisha Antoine. Chapter 1, RSVP. In Morbidity Swift's definitive ranking of painful deaths, drowning is quite far down the list, sitting squarely in the merely unpleasant tier. It is well below starvation, bear attack, and acid vat, and well above having a piano dropped on one's head, or dying peacefully in one's sleep whilst having a lovely dream about butterflies. This thought was a comfort to Shenanigan Swift as she struggled for air. Things could always be worse. She squinted through the murky water at the rope round her ankle. It was tied securely in a bowline knot. Shenanigan was good at knots, and she had tied and untied a bowline 100 times before, but this one stubbornly refused to loosen, as did its twin, which she had looped round the heavy brass microscope, now half buried in the soft mud of the lake bed, as snug as a tooth in a gum. A rebellious bubble snuck out of Shenanigan's left nostril and made a break for the surface. Her lungs burned and her throat contracted desperately. Her body was telling her firmly that she needed to take a deep breath right now and wasn't listening to any of Shenanigan's reasons why that was a bad idea. With a gurgle of effort, she pulled the bread knife from her belt and began to saw desperately at the rope. Something interesting was happening to her vision. It was going dark at the edges, as if she was squinting through dense cloud. The rope snapped. Shenanigan rocketed upwards, expelling air as she went. Above her, light danced in broken beams on the water's surface, a rippling glass roof that she shattered with the force of a hurled stone. Shenanigan burst into the hot sun of mid-morning, coughing and gasping as she hauled oxygen into her lungs. She scooped water in her now empty hands and looked down to see the bread knife winking merrily away into the depths of the lake. Cook would not be pleased.
Oh, there you are. I don't suppose you've seen my microscope, have you?
Shenanigan jerked in surprise. Phenomena had got quite stealthy lately. She stood at the end of the jetty, her lab coat glowing in the sun, aiming a raised eyebrow at her half-drowned sister. Shenanigan thought fast.
Well, yes, she replied. I have seen your microscope. Many times. But recently, in, say, the last hour or so?
Shenanigan never lied. She merely told a version of the truth. This was infuriating to everyone, including Shenanigan, who constantly had to come up with creative ways of telling the truth that wouldn't get her into trouble. She often considered writing a guide.
It has been some time since I last saw it, she hedged. Technically, a minute counted as some time.
But phenomena had grown up with Shenanigan and had come into the conversation with the unfair advantage of knowing most of her tricks.
It's just that when I asked Cook, Phenomena went on, she said she hadn't seen it either, but had seen you heading into the garden with a covered object she described as microscope size.
Shenanigan resolutely did not look below her kicking feet, where the microscope snuggled ever further into the mud.
Are you sure she didn't say microscopic? I'm sure, said Phenomena.
She squinted through her glasses.
It doesn't take a scientist to collect the data and draw a conclusion.
Didn't you once tell me, tried Shenanigan, that correlation does not equal...
My microscope is in the lake, isn't it?
It is in the lake, yes. Phenomena sighed and held out a hand to help Shenanigan flop onto the jetty.
I didn't expect it to get stuck, Shenanigan muttered apologetically. I was going to pull it back out again.
Like the statue, the candelabra, and the ornamental doorstop?
Shenanigan winced. The bottom of the lake was now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?